has melted, and extensive volcanism has created several small islands. As is well known, there have been no landings on Europa for almost 1,000 years, but the satellite is under continuous surveillance. Ganymede, largest moon in the solar system, diameter 5,260 kilometers, has also been affected by the creation of a new sun, and its equatorial regions are warm enough to sustain terrestrial life forms, though it does not yet have a breathable atmosphere. Most of its population is actively engaged in terraforming and scientific research. The main settlement is Anubis, population 41,000, near the South Pole. Callisto is again wholly different. Its entire surface is covered by impact craters of all sizes, so numerous that they overlap. The bombardment must have continued for millions of years, for the newer craters have completely obliterated the earlier ones. There is no permanent base on Callisto, but several automatic stations have been established there. Chapter 17. Ganymede. It was unusual for Frank Poole to oversleep, but he'd been kept awake by strange dreams. Past and present were inextricably mixed. Sometimes he was on Discovery, sometimes in the Africa Tower, and sometimes he was a boy again, among friends he had thought long forgotten. "Where am I?" he asked himself as he struggled up to consciousness, like a swimmer trying to get back to the surface. There was a small window just above his bed, covered by a curtain not thick enough to completely block the light from outside. There had been a time, around the mid-20th century, when aircraft had been slow enough to feature first-class sleeping accommodation. Poole had never sampled this nostalgic luxury, which some tourist organizations had still advertised in his own day, but he could easily imagine that he was doing so now.